Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I guess we're all recording on. Oh, we got problems. We got some serious problems going on here. All that and more tonight, plus the new intro. Hope you're excited.
So you got a plan tonight or what?
Fuck yeah, I got a plan, man. I got a radically hellacious plan. First we get like a shitload of tall cans, right? Then an 8-ball. No, quarter OZ. Fifth of Jack, just to take the edge off. Then we spark up the thick, relacious ganj bud, get those chicks all horn-dogged out.
Tonight, yes, body bags line the streets, our streets all over America tonight. There's body bags being zipped up currently with your friends and your family members and your children being poisoned by the Mexican cartel and the Chinese through fentanyl. The body bags are stacking up today as we speak. 1,300 people lost their lives today of fentanyl overdose in America. The body bags are stacking and stacking higher and higher and higher. And the zip, we just keep zipping the bags, don't we? We aren't going to fix this problem. We're just going to keep zipping the bags and putting the gas in our pockets, aren't we? The body bags lined up. Nothing more chilling than seeing a body bag being zipped knowing that life is gone. For what? Just wanting to go out and have a good time. Can't have fun anymore, man. The drugs are poisoned. Especially here in Vegas, man. There's people just laying dead on the street and people just walk right over them. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I decided to go to the strip today. And I've lost all grip on humanity. First, can we do something with these mentally ill people? Can we do something with them? Seriously. These methamphetamine that are just crawling the strip. The cops are constantly throwing these guys in the fucking cop cars. The harassing. And what is with the guys playing heavy? Today I walked by and there's a guy, some dirtbag, playing heavy metal all day. Just heavy metal guitar riffs. And then you go up the street a little bit farther, there's a guy playing Seinfeld bass riffs. And it's just noisy, and there's so many fucking people. My God, the amount of fucking... It's Tuesday afternoon, and it's like New York City out there. Vegas has never been this busy. Vegas is thriving right now. You can't get a cheap meal here anymore because they don't have to lure you in with a cheap meal. Places are booked. People are spending money, including me. The local con artists around the city. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to tell you. If I ever do drugs, I do have a fentanyl testing kit I bring with me at all times. And I test my drugs. I learned a long time ago from Ron Wood from the Rolling Stones. He told me the reason Keith Richards never OD'd is because he had a test kit. And if there was other foreign substances or articles in there, he would never shoot it up. He would only shoot up clean drugs. You can literally take heroin every day for your entire life and nothing will happen to you. Nothing. If you have clean, natural heroin and you shoot it every day into your veins with a clean needle, if you went to the doctors every day and they had clean heroin and they shot it into your body, there wouldn't be one heroin overdose in America. The overdoses are coming from junky shit, basically. I mean, let's just be... And now they're throwing the trank in. And motherfuckers are just standing there now. Just standing there pissing their pants, can't move in a tragnotic state. And they're like, Johnny, why do people do drugs like that? Why do you do drugs like that? I'm like, I don't do drugs like that. I had a little cycle back in 2016. I was just dating a weird chick back then. But why I'm so upset tonight over this fentanyl shit is... For those that you've been with me this whole time, dating back, 14 years ago, 2 years before that, we used to do this show called the Insomniac 420 Special Hour for 2 years in New York. That was our New York show when I was back in New York. And that was my very first dive into podcasting. That was before we even created the network with all the programs and the wonderful shows and the wonderful people. Isn't it just a wonderful network? My girlfriend Chloe at the time, she's the one that set everything up. She's the one that set all the computer stuff up. She set up all the technology was terrible when we started. The fact that I can do this show, literally a decent sounding show, it's really been sounding, I mean, the overall sound of the show. I mean, just sitting here with a phone, not using a recording, just me and a phone and a headset. Actually, it doesn't sound that bad. That's how far technology has come. So she's the one that basically helped me start it. She's my girlfriend, and we used to fight on air all the time, and we'd get into fist fights. She stabbed me once. We decided to part ways after our good friend Nick got shut out in front of the studio. It was too traumatic for both of us to even go back into that studio again. I never went back in that studio after that night that Nick got shot. Mr. Gers was, I miss old Gersy, you know. Nick, damned Nick. That guy was, those shows, I wish I could find them. They're gone. We got banned. We were the first. We got canceled before anybody got canceled for the shit that happened on that show. One day, hopefully, maybe we can go through Chloe's files, because apparently last night at 2:32 a.m., she was pronounced dead. At Methodist Hospital in Southwest Nuremberg, West Virginia, where she was living with her husband and their two children, 1-year-old and 3-year-old, David and Christopher, the two little cute kids. And I just got a chance to talk to her. Before I went to jail, maybe about 6 months before I went to jail, I talked to her, and she said everything was going great, and she's just stopped doing meth, and apparently they fell on hard times, and she had to start dancing again, and next thing you know, this is from what I'm hearing secondhand from just, you know, all of our friends in the inside circle of our network. Even though I don't talk to anybody, we lose one of our, once you're a part of this network, you're part of the family. You know, sometimes you just don't talk to family members, you know. Sometimes we move on, but we do want to remember Chloe tonight, because she is basically the one responsible for me being on right now. But apparently she got, she fell on some, on a wet surface at a grocery store. And fucked her back up really bad, and they gave her a bunch of painkillers. And then, just like the story we hear so many times, the medical bills piled up and bankrupt the family. She had to fucking, when she could finally kind of stand up and barely after a night of drinking and hitting some Vicodins down, she started stripping, so the meth started again. She started cheating on everybody. She started sucking guys' dicks for drugs and smoking crack and like going full Johnny Cush. Literally everything that I do, that's basically what she's doing. She's dead. She's dead. She died. She got a hot shot of fentanyl. Apparently she thought she was shooting up some heroin and got a hot shot with some fentanyl in it, and she's dead. She's dead. Chloe's dead. You know, it's a very bittersweet night for me, and it's tough to broadcast when you find out that somebody that you were romantically involved with for, I was with her for around, I think about 4.5 years, who moved from Texas to New York with me, and so rest in peace. I feel sorry for your husband and your two kids, and that's why, you know, I don't understand people that put their lives at risk that have children at home. I don't understand. If I ever became a dad, knock on wood, I hope it doesn't happen. I try my best to leave my kids on the sheets. But my days of partying would be completely over. Completely over. I ain't going to sit and fucking spike up in front of my 2-year-old. I ain't going to sit and dance on glass in front of my 3-year-old daughter. You know, I'm not going to get drunk and violent and beat my wife up in front of the children and scar them for life. No, I would straighten out. But, you know, once a party, always a party. You know, you can only fake it for so long before the, I don't know how to describe it, the itch. You get the itch. You can pull it off for a little bit, but one night driving home, you got that husband. It's kind of a limp dick you didn't like anyways. You just need somebody to pay the bills. Now he's out of work and he's a fucking piece of shit. And you're right home, you're like, oh, do I really want to go home now? I just worked a full day shift at fucking Denny's. I'm going to stop off and have a drink. Then have a couple of drinks. And then a guy will come in and wink at her and make her feel sexy again. Next thing you know, she's fucking doing rails off a toilet seat. Getting banged in a dive bar bathroom. Well, it hits that button. It resets your brain to a... I don't know how to describe it to normal people. And they're like, how can you describe it? And that's the best. It's like somebody just hit a button. Where you just say, you know what? I'm sick of everything. Fuck it. I just want to feel good. Think about all the bullshit I have to deal with every day. That's what the button is. When that button gets pushed, it's hard to stop. And, you know, I do promote this kind of lifestyle. I think this lifestyle is a lifestyle worth living, but I think you need to smarten up if you're going to live this lifestyle. And the first thing you need to do is go on Amazon or go to your local drugstore and get some fentanyl test kits. That's the best way to do it. You have to do it today, though. And I'm talking, you're buying Molly. I'm talking, you're buying ecstasy. If you're, it's even starting to show up in the weed. So buy your weed from a dispensary. And Mercy George just sent us a friend request. Thanks for interrupting the program with that. You got to be a little more careful nowadays with your drugs. The drugs have been tainted. They've been tainted. Paul said the drugs have been tainted. They're no good. You can't get them anymore. We're going to have to stop touring because the heroin is bad. It's terrible. It's just garbage out there. And with the dark web, quote unquote, or you can secretly order all drugs on Amazon right now. You can get any drugs you want. The problem is, especially going to Mexico, too. That's the other problem when all them California guys were coming back and getting some Vicodins. And next thing you know, they're fucking dead on the toilet like fucking Elvis because they're full of fentanyl. The fentanyl is going to rip you up. And that's the other thing, too. I see a lot of these girls coming in from all over the country, these sorority girls, these, you know, the hot girls that have to keep pulling their dresses down because they keep showing their ass. The ones that decide to wear heels and decide to try to walk 30 miles on the strip. These chicks are coming out and buying ecstasy from these fucking douchebag fucking meth heads on the street, and they're full of fentanyl, and they're fucking getting zipped up at the end of the night in a body bag. They're zipping them up left and right. Your daughters, your hot little daughters with the bright future breeders to, you know, frat bag douchebag breeders, so we can keep them sororities filled up with douchebags every 18 years. Those girls are dropping dead. They're dropping dead left and right. And if you're going to come to Vegas and you are going to party and you are dumb enough to take straight drugs, everything you want is at the dispensary. You want to get horny? You want to party? You want to be... There's a bud tender pointing you in the right direction of the marijuana that will do the same exact thing that you're risking your life to do. You want to get horny? Here's some hybrids. You want to go to sleep? Here's some indicas. You want to stay up? Here's some sativas. There are a lot of alternatives to people in states where marijuana is illegal recreationally. And people don't have to spend $400 to get a license to get weed. But the weed is safe. It's fentanyl-free. And you can have just as good a time on weed than you can as ecstasy, ketamine. I've tried them all. I've tried them all. And honestly, if there's anything better than weed, I'd do that every night. But I don't like cocaine. It's not good for you. Not healthy. You know, you start smoking meth, next thing you know, you're out snapping flyers on the strip and sleeping in a storm drain. That's what happens to you. Well, you can just get some fucking 99.9% THC dabs, sativa, and that will get you fucking higher than any meth fucking rush you'll ever get. The word out. You know, you can fucking smoke a 99% THC indica, and there's no difference between getting that peak high and being high on heroin. Well, let me take that back. You'll never be, there'll never be any drug as good as being on heroin like the first 2 weeks. But trust me, just skip the 2 weeks of heroin ecstasy and just stick with some indicas, and that'll give you the same effect heroin does. There is an option. And why I'm so angry tonight, the originator of this program is dead. Because in a stupid-ass fucking state, it's illegal to substitute marijuana for those drugs I was talking about. The doctor is the reason she's dead, not drugs. The doctors that prescribed these drugs back when she initially got in that car accident, that slipping accident. Then she got in the car accident 3 years later. She's okay. She just fucked up her car, and her kid broke her, and her infant got her leg broke. That all turned out on the up and up later on, but it's tough for me tonight. Chloe was a beautiful chick with a free soul, but she couldn't be a mom. She just couldn't be a suburb sweetheart. That wasn't her. But we do have to pass along some other bad news. The debut has been pushed to July 1st. And you're asking me why? Why? July 1st now? We were all excited about a Thursday relaunch. I was too. Who was not excited about this launch is Blog Talk Radio. Not that they want to pull the show or anything like that. We have to get more bandwidth. We crashed last night. We crashed. We had $121,000 listeners last night, which is a record. And it completely crashed. The whole live show crashed last night. Crashed the whole network. We didn't have enough bandwidth. I don't know what they call it, bandwidth or whatever. So with an agreement with Blog Talk Radio, we're going to hold off another month until we can get the servers updated or updating servers. And it's going to take another month till we can connect into these bigger servers and service the size audience that we have. I want to stay on this network because they've been nothing but good to me, and I've been nothing good to them, so it's been a very good partnership. And they asked me to hold off for a month, and I'm like, you know what, we can do that. We're still going to be doing shows this whole next month, but it's just not going to be the final product. But so there's the bad news and the good news. That gives us more time to get ready. I think I'm going to hire this kid from Full Sail to be our producer. I'm going to think about it tomorrow. But one thing I'm never going to do is go on that goddamn strip in the afternoon. It is awful out there. People are awful. It's an awful, 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 awful scene out there. Where do these people come from? It's nasty. Stay away from that strip. If you like to have a good time and don't want to spend a lot of money, stay the fuck away from that strip. Oh, my God, it is just sucker porn every minute. The guys are grabbing the flyers, paying these guys $50 to $100 to get these special VIP passes to go to the club. So 90 seconds. She yells at me, 90 seconds. That poet. We got 90 seconds left in this broadcast. I've done everything I could to kind of keep it together tonight. My mind is kind of swimming. Just found out 20 minutes before we went on about Chloe, and it's kind of blowing my fucking mind. But kids, and if you are going to go out and party, get some of that shit you stick in your nose. I don't even know what it's called. But as a professional house, I know what that shit was called. You can get it at Walgreens. So if one of your friends does fucking start passing out and foaming at the mouth and start puking out of her nose and everything, you can save her life with that stuff. Look it up on the Google. But I just want to say my condolences, and I really feel sorry for the loss of Chloe. We are still honoring the percentage of ownership of Chloe. So we will continue to send money. If we make money, she will get her cut still, even though that she is deceased. And honestly, I haven't had the time to really compute this. So we'll do a very special show. I'm trying to find the old footage from the old Insomniac 420 Happy Hour program. And if anybody has it, any fans that have been with me that long and still have it, let me know. Because I'd love to revisit the fights and the fun that me and Chloe used to have. That was even before the Fur Coat Club. That was way back in the day. That was in our New York studios. But we'll move on. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. And this one goes out to Chloe. Beautiful soul, beautiful woman, misunderstood. Maybe a touch of mental illness here and there, but all in all, good chick. I feel sorry for your two boys and your husband. And we'll do anything we can to help your family get through this financially, emotionally. And I will let everybody know as soon as we know about any of the funeral. It is just so new. It's so shocking. It's not really setting in right now, but I just want to stuff. I did love that woman at one point in my life. Now she's dead. It's weird. She was 37 years old, dead. Just trying to escape the pain of a life she was trapped in, a life that she couldn't handle, but wanted to escape just for a little bit before she came home and made her kids breakfast in the morning. Well, I guess Christopher and David, I guess they're going to be hungry this morning. Mommy's not going to be pouring them their favorite cereal and poor kids. And poor kids. Tough. This one goes out to you, Chloe, and good night, everybody. Thank you. right, everybody, welcome to the post-show, post-live show, after-show for the podcast listeners only. And just sitting back, having kind of a montage through my mind. Isn't a montage fun? I love having montages. I love to get really, really high, put on some music like that, let it take over me, you know? It's one good thing about the human, just to be human sometimes, is just sit, have the cool desert air blowing on my nuts as I got my feet up on the railings, naked, sitting on my deck, having the fresh air breeze right on my taint. But a montage is fun, man. I love it. There's nothing better than zoning out, almost meditating. I don't call it meditating. I call it montaging. And I just, you know, just thinking back of those 2 years we did together on the show until that terrible night that it was a terrible night that ended everything. One of her friends was dead, and the relationship was over, and the show was over. And that spawned the Marijuana Happy Hour. But she is the original. Basically, she is the one that said, you know, you should do a radio show. You got a warped sense of humor. You seem to fucking know everything about everything. You've read every book ever written. When I was in jail, I can't even tell how many books I read. My eyes still hurt from all the reading. My brain has so much information in it. And she goes, you should do a show. And we did. And it was very, in those days, it was very successful. We had a pretty good audience back then. I mean, this is right when podcasts just first started. And we were pulling in 2,800, 3,500 people a night. And we were very happy with it. I never thought it would ever get to this point where we're breaking servers. It blew my mind. So hopefully we have enough servers now to handle the audience we had last night. So we can't grow our audience anymore. So don't tell anybody yet. Okay. But they've guaranteed us quadruple the bandwidth starting on July 1st. So I'm very excited about that. And it also gives us an extra 30 days to promote the show. So the show is going to keep going, though. I mean, we'll do a show every night until July 1st. It's not like we're not going to do a show until July 1st. It's just the quality of the show. And like I said, we got Michelle Stafford coming July 12th at 3 p.m. And we have pushed our other main guests. I'm going to tell you, one of them is Tony Danza, to the kickoff show on July 1st. So if you want to hear Tony Danza, get high on our show. He's going to be in the studio, or my apartment, I guess we would call it. So if you like Tony Danza, July 1st, you better tune in. How much time we got left here? This post-show, after-show sometimes is confusing. We got 42 seconds. Okay. We'll be back again tomorrow night, more news, and we'll have a lot more information on Chloe, funeral and whatnot. Good night, everybody.
So you got a plan tonight or what?
Fuck yeah, I got a plan, man. I got a radically hellacious plan. First we get like a shitload of tall cans, right? Then an 8-ball. No, quarter OZ. Fifth of the Jag, just to take the edge off. Then we spark up the thick, relacious ganj bud, get those chicks all horn-dogged out.